Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am alone and your host today. Ralphie Martinez is my name. Martinez Elite Fitness is the gym that we own and run, and probably the reason that you're listening to this. You come to the gym, you subscribe to the thing, and then you listen maybe not every week, but every so often. So welcome to episode number 193. Today is Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. And I am about 7 episodes away from changing this up, like we have been alluding to the last couple weeks. So that means we're about 7 weeks more of getting this weekly. So if you're tired of them, don't you worry, don't you fret. They're going to be changing up in just a few short weeks. Christmas will be here before you know it, and these will stop coming probably around that time. I think I saw actually today we're like 135 days away from Christmas. So if my day was ruined, so I'm going to ruin yours too. So there you go. So here we go, guys. I had some amazing topics that I was thinking about yesterday. And of course, me being me, I'm like, yep, I'll remember those. Should have written them down. I didn't have paper near me. I'm now thinking about it, I probably have my phone near me. I probably should have put them in there. And those topics just left my head. So here we are, episode 193. I had nothing coming to me. I was trying really hard. And so I sat down. I was going to just press record and start recording. But then some things came to me. They're not the same topics that I had thought about yesterday. But they're something, right? So here we go. So I, the other day, put up a video in our private members face group there, and it was about the workout itself. It was rough, and for me individually and specifically me, I had a hard time with one of the movements I tend to kind of give myself a little break with, whether it's a weight or the range of motion, and it's a lunge of any sort, really. And the reason I hate it is because it hurts. And now when I say it hurts, it's not pain. It is a hurt that actually makes me grow. So I should actually like the pain that I'm explaining, but I don't. And what I could only picture as I'm doing it is me in a room with a very small window, and that window is the thing that the movement that I'm doing, right? So as a metaphor, I'm thinking the window is the movement. And all this, although it's this very small window, the more I push myself, I can notice that the door next to that window leads to these big green pastures outside. So for this little window of hurt and pain, I am willing now, especially moving forward, to push myself a little bit more in order to get to those big greener pastures. And then I started thinking about, so that video, I actually really liked that video. I liked recording that video. It was right after the workout. So I apologize for everybody that had to look at my face after a workout and hear me breathe heavily, all that stuff. But then I carried that on into today. And with 11 months left on our lease at the gym downtown, there's a lot of uncertainty. And with uncertainty comes stress, nerves get a little shot, sleep gets a little worse. And that's what we're feeling in our household. That's what we're feeling. And what I love about fitness, because I have all this uncertainty in pretty much every aspect of my life, including the gym, but the workout is what keeps me grounded, what keeps me focused. And we recently asked you guys for some quotes as far as what did the gym do for you? And what I loved is that we have that in common. I might be a gym owner, but I'm still a avid person who works out. I'm a person who struggles with the weight on the bar or the dumbbells in my hand or the calories on the machine or the weight on the scale or the body image. Like we're one in the same, whether you guys, look at me like that. And as I'm, thinking about all this uncertainty that's, piling up, almost like a like it's like the world has served me this platter and it said, you need to eat this fucking food or else, right? And I look at fitness as the fork. So the fork helps me take a bite every single chance that I can. Whether it's, okay, we need to add some members. All right, how do we do that? Let's develop a plan. Okay, now at home, I need to help my kids read more. Okay, how can we do that? There's another bite. But fitness is that fork that while I'm doing the thing, I am focused on the workout. I am focused on the movement, but it clears out space to where I can do more, think more, achieve more. And it made me think of like fitness doesn't change. The movements do not change. The weight on the bar changes, the weight in your hand changes, the speed of which you run changes, all that kind of stuff changes. But there's a really cool quote, and I'm not going to quote him here, but I would highly recommend you looking up the quote by Henry Rollins. And in his quote, he pretty much says 200 pounds is 200 pounds. That never changes. If you put 200 pounds on a barbell and pick it up and put it down today, tomorrow it's going to be the same thing. So the weight, it's almost as if like the weight doesn't give a shit. And while you're doing that kind of stuff, like when you're lifting the weight or you're running or you're on a machine, whatever it is, like that movement doesn't care of the uncertainties of your life. And I love that because in a way it's kind of telling me like buckle the F up, because if you're going to lift me or run as fast as you can during this time frame or do this many calories in this many seconds, like you're going to have to go. And you're going like it's battling me without even trying. It's doing its job while I have to work as hard as I can to achieve the goals that I want. And a lot of you express that working out truly helps you and the gym helps you. Like, yeah, the gym helps you. And I really, really appreciate all of you that have given a response to what the gym has done for you. And I encourage everybody who doesn't come to the gym, whether you live far away, you stop coming, whatever it is, I would ask you to ask yourself what fitness means to you. If you don't come to the gym, because I can't ask you what our gym does to you if you don't come. I would love to hear what fitness does for you, even if you're not a member of our gym. And if you do come to the gym and you haven't answered that question yet, I would love to hear from you. If you're a Flex member who isn't in the Facebook group or you're just not on social media, whatever it is, I want to know what it's like for you. Because for me, again, the uncertainties in every aspect of my life get piled on a platter every single morning. I wake up at 4:40 a.m. and I'm off and running until I get to do my fitness, and my fitness allows me to take a bite out of everything that I need to get to. And I want to know what that does for you. I want to know if that resonates with you. Does that make sense to you? The weight doesn't give two shits about our bad day. The 200 pounds isn't going to be 100 pounds today. Right? It's not going to make itself magically appear as a 100-pound barbell. If I want to lift that 200 pounds, I'm going to have to lift that 200 pounds. If I want to ski faster, I have to ski faster. If I want to run faster, I got to pick up my pace. If I want to do burpees faster, guess what? I have to move faster. That is up to me. my fitness is up to me. Everything else that is on this platter, this uncertainty, the fear, the stress, like I can control it, but a lot of it is outside of my control. But that 200 pounds, I have the choice. Picking up my pace, I have that choice. And I really, really love that about fitness. For me, I could give two shits less if I'm alone in my garage or I'm surrounded by, you know, 12 of you guys doing a workout. I'm going to get my fitness in however I can, whenever I can, wherever I can. Whether it's at a campsite in the dirt, whether it's in my garage on my mats, or it's down at the gym on the turf. Wherever it is, I need to get that in. And I was very, very happy when I got the responses that we got from our question that you guys feel the same way. So I need you guys to know that we are one in the same. Every time you do a workout, I've done that workout or I'm going to do that workout. It may not be with you, but know that that sign in the gym that says suffer together, win together is not just a saying. That is truth. That's truth that you did 12 burpees today, and if I had to do those 12 burpees in that same workout, I was right there with you. And it was just as hard for me as it was for you. You might go a little faster. Maybe yours is a little modified. Maybe I went a little faster. Maybe your weight was a little more on the barbell. Maybe I went a little faster. It doesn't matter. We were still suffering in the same manner and getting the things done that needed to get done for our own sanity, it seems like. So I just wanted you all to know that you're not alone. If you're in your garage doing flex, you're not alone. If you are a runner and you listen to this while you run and you don't come to our gym, guess what? We run too. We're right there with you. And it's nice to know that there's this kind of like unspoken camaraderie, in my mind at least, that if I see someone out and they're like, I'm driving by someone's house and I can see them in their garage working out, I'm like, fuck yeah, get after it, brother or sister. I love that. And again, I don't think I've ever said that before. So I think it was well past its time to share that. So yeah, share with us more of what fitness, what working out does for you, because we'd love to hear it. And look out for our new posts on social media, kind of highlighting certain people who have given us quotes. And I'm doing my best to get pictures of you guys. I really am. so just bear with me as I try to get all those together. So yeah, we would like to know more. So tell us more. Moving on from that, I would like to kind of go over a few things. These are key rules that we don't really talk about. We have some, you know, rules up on our wall, but not everybody sees those. First and foremost, I would love if everybody started to be on time to the gym. Because if you're a little late, and I totally get lateness. I totally get not making it. I totally get something holds you up, whatever it is. But if you could be on time, that helps everybody in class, not just me. Two, don't throw equipment. Too many times people throw dumbbells down on the turf. It cuts the turf. It wiggles the ends of the rubber dumbbells. And I'll, like my parents, dumbbells don't grow on trees. I can't replace every single dumbbell that gets broken. So please stop throwing equipment. And don't make the class wait on you. And this usually happens when there's like a lot as far as the accessory work and strength work is concerned, because someone maybe goes a little heavier than they should and it just takes them longer. But don't make people wait on you. And I hope that makes sense in the way I'm trying to say it. Because if I feel like I have to postpone the time frame, it just pushes the time longer, and you know, people 45 minutes is what class is. And if I have to add an extra minute and a half to 2 minutes to every accessory work set, then that's pushing us 6 minutes. And I time these out as best I can. It fluctuates, of course, with 13 people to 4 people to whatever, but I do my best to time it out to where I get you out within 45 minutes. So we can't be waiting on you. So just keep that in mind. Those three things. Don't be late. Don't throw equipment. And don't make the class wait on you. Don't be that person. Another reminder, we have 330 plus flex workouts. We're about 170 away from our goal, which once we obtain it, we might just let it ride. 500 workouts. That's, I mean, if you did one a day for a whole year, you still wouldn't do all of them in 1 year. So if you can't make it into the gym or on a Friday or on a Sunday, do a flex workout. They don't take very long. And it's not much. Go back, to last year. Do a workout that you probably don't even remember. We want that utilized as much as possible. That's all. So use the flex. Even if it's, hey, I went in this morning, but I feel like I can do another workout. Go hit the flex up. Do something from a year ago. And last but not least, we are well past our March-April timeframe for our in-house quote-unquote competition. I am going to probably this weekend sit down and start planning this year's, I asked Tara yesterday, I think it's the 7th annual Laura Volk. We're going to call this just a in-house event. We're not calling it a competition because no, there won't be any winners this year, just like last year. But it'll be at the gym. And this year will be the first year ever that we do it in a team style. Partner style, I should say. A team of two. So male, female, 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 male, male, doesn't matter. Find a person that you want to do this with. We will start putting out details once we figure them out. And again, that'll probably start this weekend. Tara and I will probably sit down and figure out. And it'll probably happen in August. So get ready for that. I am excited for one. It's going to be at the gym where last year I didn't get to do it. And I'm still very bitter about it. But we did it at our house. And the atmosphere and the difference between at the house and at the gym was two separate worlds. And I loved last year's. I've loved every year, but last year I loved especially. So we're going to recreate that again next month at the gym. So be on the lookout for all that. That's it. That was the last thing. Next week, I'm hoping to have more for you. I'm hoping this first part resonated with you. I'm hoping the first part of this really struck home like some points. And I'm hoping after listening to this that you can take something away from it. And that's all. All right, guys, that's episode 193. I cannot believe we're inching that much closer to 200. I appreciate you all so much for listening. Let's keep getting after it. I'm not one to shy away from telling people exactly how it is. And I'm going to tell you right now that the coming weeks and then the months following from right now, pushing forward, the workouts are going to get tough. And I mean that in the absolute best way possible. I have freaking loved last week and this week. And from the feedback, you all felt the same way. So get used to it and then some more. So that's it, everybody. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We will see you in the gym. Have a great day, everybody.